Alright, we're gonna do one or two more stories and we're gonna pick it out. And this Shelby Mangan, everybody. Woo!
Y'all don't know how much this day warms my heart. I love fan fiction. One day when I was a little kid, I was having trouble sleeping because when you're a neurotic overachiever from a very young age, your mind tends to be running pretty fast. And my mom gave me the advice that to sort of distract myself, I should put myself into my favorite movies or shows or books and have a little time away. She used to do it when she was a kid. And that started my love. I have been writing fan fiction in many forms since I was in eighth grade. Actively writing fan fiction, nonetheless, too. Not just daydreaming, but going out of my way to put it out there in the world. Some of you know this. I am one of the pioneers of the Grey's Anatomy fan fiction category on fanfiction.net. It's fine. And to this day, I love fan fiction. There is a thread I have on Facebook. It's a Facebook message with myself. And there are at least 10 fan fiction URLs right there saved of my favorite character from Supernatural, who was unfortunately only on 4 episodes, so I'm living vicariously through these stories. I love fan fiction a lot. And there's been some really cool talk here tonight about different stories that we've written, scripts and stuff. But what really captured my heart was something a little different. And that was message board-based role-playing. This was a major portion of my life for years. I have an 8.5-year-old Neopets account. If it was a child, I would hate it because I hate 8-year-old children. But I've had that for a really long time. I've been on there, and that's not even my first account. That was just the one that I used the most and had for the longest. And I engaged in a lot of role plays on the boards there. I was one of the executive members of a guild for Pirates of the Caribbean role plays. I wish I could remember. I've looked extensively. I did a lot of one-on-one role plays. I had a period where I really liked doing, this is really embarrassing, role plays of The Village, the horrible M. Night Shyamalan movie. Yeah.
Sexy monsters.
Mostly it was Joaquin Phoenix. But there was this weird subset of us on Neopets that really liked it. I don't know. So I was role-playing on the boards. I was doing one-on-one ones over messaging. I was on an individual board. It was separate and independent of a school for the gifted. And I had like 3 characters, including like twins that could control water and whatever. And I loved these sites. I spent so much time on them. I would role-play until the last minute that I had to go eat dinner. And then I'd BRB, guys, my character is taking a nap. And then run back and eat dinner and then come back to these stories. And tens of pages, which doesn't sound like much, but on Neopets is a long thread, of living these lives. I loved extending shows or movies that I loved. I was obsessed with Rent, and I played a lot of Rent role-playing. I was that guy, it's fine.
Hey, no day much today.
My heart is so happy. Okay, so I spent so much time on this stuff, and I've been thinking recently about, you know, I wrote a lot of fan fiction. I wrote weird fan fiction. I wrote for, like, the show Numbers for some reason.
Fun.
True. No, yeah.
From
oh, yes, okay. I was like, there's no elves. It was a drama about a math man solving murders. And I also I also wrote fan fiction about the movie Miracle, which is based on a real story, so I invented history. Yes. Weird taste. But my bread and butter was these online role plays, these back and forth on message boards. And I was thinking because of this event, about what it is I loved about them. And I loved my movies that I watched. I loved my shows. Because I got to watch. I got to watch these genius things that other people created and consume them and love them. And I loved reading fan fictions for similar reasons. They took stories and characters that I loved and they kept them going. They were satisfying. But being on the boards was a part, being a part of something alive. And when I wrote something, I didn't know what the other person was going to write back. Sometimes it was poorly written, but something came back, and there was an interaction, and there was a back and a back and forth, and it was a like really being in those stories. And that's really ultimately all we want, right? Like, watching these movies is fine, but like as nerds, we want to be there. Like, we want the lightsaber in our hand. Like, we don't want to just watch other people do it. And I loved that. And I'm so thankful for that time. It honed my skills as an improver, honestly, because you had to deal with whatever these 13-year-olds were throwing out at you. It gave me something as a neurotic, introverted kid. It gave me something to do, something that was constructive and social, even if I didn't have to go out because people were scary and exhausting. But most of all, and I'm happy that Sawyer went right before me, because it kept my imagination going in a way that when you're 13, you don't really get to use. Your imagination is squished by standardized tests and by social groups and by dynamics and learning social norms. But I didn't have to succumb to that because I knew when I went home, I could sign on to Neopets and I could dip away into my fantasy world and really see what it was like for Joaquin Phoenix to be in a village that looked like it was old-timey, but was in real time.